Blog Talk Radio.
You know what? I've been looking for somebody. Not just anybody, but a special somebody. Come on. Who can get a prayer through? Can anybody out there pray for me without even knowing what I need? Can anybody out there pray for me? The prayers of the righteous. Can anybody out there pray for me without even knowing a whole lot about me? Can anybody pray where the prayer don't cease? The prayers of the righteous.
Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and I serve as your modern-day Shulamite woman as the owner and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network. And on this evening, I'm so blessed to be hosting the All Nation Christian Fellowship's PUSH Conference for this Monday, November the 22nd, 2021. And now, here is the founder and your of All Nation Christian Fellowship and your anointed facilitator for this evening, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I am so excited about this PUSH conference. And that Bishop Shirlene just mentioned, this is our PUSH conference, and the PUSH stands for Pray Until Something Happens. But this is our prayer conference, and we're coming on tonight with part two, and next Monday night we will end it with part one tonight, and next Monday night we will end it with part two. We have some beautiful women that are on with us tonight, and they will be coming forth, and they will be praying on certain prayer requests. And we know that this is praying time. It always has been praying time, but now more than ever before, there are so many things that are happening in our country and other countries all over the world. And we know, we all know about the pandemic. We all know about the COVID situation. We all know about all kinds of things that are happening that had never happened before. So we have much to pray for, and there is a great need to be in prayer. So I want to put an emphasis on that, that we need to be praying. We need to be praying, like the Bible says, without ceasing, because it's always something to pray about. So we just praise God for who he is, and we thank him. We thank Bishop Shirlene Cook for allowing us to come on the air so that other people could hear about prayer and the importance of prayer. Prayer is vital. You know, I'm going to share a little bit in a little bit about why we need to pray, a little bit more about why we need to pray and why we need to know how to pray. There are many people that don't seem to know how to pray, but I'm going to share a little bit about that in just a few minutes. And then I'm going to take a pause somewhere, and I will let you know, and then we will have our first prayer warrior to come forth at that time, and then we'll have the second one, and then I will share some more, and then we will call on our third minister to come forth, our last prayer warrior. So we just praise God for his goodness and his mercy, and we thank the Lord for those that are listening in tonight.
Yes,
we thank the Lord for other prayer leaders that are on the line. Thank God for all that he is doing in the body of Christ. Praise God. And prayer absolutely does change things. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. All right. I'm going to talk about, I'm going to go into it right now. I'm going to talk about what prayer is. What is prayer? Praise God. And then later on, we're going to, I believe that Bishop Shirlene Cook will lead that in having people to have comments or questions after.
Of course, Apostle. Of course.
Yes. Yeah. Of course. And she also may want to interject something as well. And that is she knows that is just fine with me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right. Prayer. Prayer is simply communicating with God. I want to just have a word of prayer first before I go into it. It's been a busy day, but it's been a fruitful day. It's been a blessed day in spite of what the enemy tried to do. And I will share that as well because it'll be important to know about some of the tactics that he uses to come against us, to prevent us doing the will of God. All right, let us pray. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for your presence. We know that you are with us tonight. We know that you are with each one of us in the name of Jesus. We know that your presence is with Spirit Alive Ministries, Spirit Alive Broadcast, and also with the founder, Bishop Shirlene Cook. So we thank you for your presence tonight. We thank you for how you watch over us, how you keep us in your care. We thank you for this day. This day, you woke us up this morning. You started us on our way. Praise God. You allowed us to see a day that we had not seen before. You allowed us to do the things that we needed to do on this day. You enabled us, praise God, to be able to come on the air in spite of some of the things that we might have gone through. I know I went through some issues today, but, you know, we thank you, Lord, that we know you enough to not let these things hinder us or bother us or affect us. Because when they're going on, we know to come to you. We know to come to you and ask that you move everything out of the way, that you fix some things, that you allow some things to take place in order that we can carry on what you have given us to do. So we just praise you for that tonight. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you even in advance for the outcome of this sharing on tonight. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen and amen.
Amen.
All right. Prayer is simply communicating with God. And in our communicating with God, it involves us and him. Because when we're speaking to God, it's not just one way, just us talking to him. But as we come to God in prayer, we must also remember that he has something to say as well. And so we focus on what we need to say to God, but then we take some time and just wait for him to speak back to us. He is a great God. Hallelujah. He can do anything. There is no failure in him. Even when we fail, we can depend on God because he is always faithful, always faithful. So communication involves two parties, us and God. Of course, you know, there are times that we come into prayer with others, and that is called corporate prayer. All right, mm-hmm. So when we come to God in corporate prayer, we're in agreement with one another. We're in agreement with what we are asking God to do. So that is very powerful when we can come together and pray together. Praise God. But he also teaches us to pray, you know, for ourselves, among ourselves. Sometimes it's not going to be anybody around, and you're going to need to call on the Lord. Praise God. So we need to know how to pray. And it's simple. It's simply just coming before him, humbly before him, knowing that he is high above us, knowing that he is greater than us,
amen.
Knowing that we need him. Amen. Wow. Praise God. So when we come to God in that way, we can expect him to help us. Amen. Praise God. So, It is the act of bringing God into every situation and asking him to change or to rearrange or to bring forth from the supernatural realm into this natural realm of ours so that we can have results from it. Praise God. And before we pray, it is important for us to repent of any sin that would hinder our prayers. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prayer is every believer's right. Did you know that?
Yes.
We are privileged to be able to communicate with the God that we serve.
Yes.
I mean, just imagine how great he is. He is greater than anything, anybody. He is the greatest. And he has called us to greatness. He wants greatness to come out of us. Praise God.
Amen.
So prayer shows our total dependence upon God as our Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
And as we seek him first and his righteousness by acknowledging him in all our ways, we will be blessed. Praise God. Praying gets effective results. Hallelujah. And, you know, also there's another way of praying. We can pray the word of God. those of you that really are into the Word of God and know the Scriptures, we can pray those same Scriptures back to the Lord.
We can. Amen.
Praise God. We can pray them back. And we can say, Lord, this is what you promised. I'm expecting it because you said it. Because your word is true and you do not lie. Praise God. So we can come to him. Hallelujah. As the word tells us that we can come boldly before God for our help. It tells us that in Hebrews 4 and the 16th verse. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain favor and find grace to help in time of need. And you know he will do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. No. Not only will he help us, but he will give us favor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So it behooves us to pray. And you know, I have learned to take just about everything to God in prayer. Everything. You know, if I can't find my keys, I go to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, that might sound little. That might sound small. But, you know, there are times if you can't find your keys, you're in trouble. And so I go to God for that. I want to share this, what happened today. Today, you know, of all times, my phone, I couldn't call anybody. And nobody could call me. They were calling. And as soon as they called and as soon as I tried to answer, the call ended instantly. Now, these things are going to happen to us when God has given us an assignment. I'm just letting you know, those of you that don't. These kinds of things are going to happen. But if we really trust God and we really have faith in God, we're not going to let those things affect us at all. What we're going to do is we're going to go to God and ask him to fix it, okay? Believing and knowing that he will. Praise God, by faith. And so today I was determined. I called, I couldn't call, but Bishop Charlene Cook and I connected because I could still text. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You could text me.
So
look where we are tonight.
Hallelujah.
So we don't,
thank you, Lord.
When the devil tries to put a stop to something, we don't give up. You know, we go to God and pray about it and even ask somebody else to be praying also that it works. All right. Minister Gladys was praying about it today. We prayed about it. The Lord sent her
Hallelujah.
To my house. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we got it. It got fixed.
Yes, it did, with the quickness.
It got fixed. Thank you,
Jesus.
And you know, if we don't really pray, you know, what we'll end up doing is just giving up and saying, well, I can't do that tonight because this or that happened or because of this situation. We can't, you know what? We need to say, I can do it because you know what the scripture says. I can do all things through Christ
Amen.
Who strengthens me. Because if
Hallelujah.
I'm too weak to handle it, I know who can.
Amen.
I can go to him. Praise God. So I just want to share that little testimony that he didn't
Hallelujah.
Feed us today. And I'm thankful and I'm praising him for it. Because we didn't get cheated. Because
Hallelujah.
We have to know who our adversary is. It was Satan. Satan.
Yes, sir.
I've never had
Come
that
on,
kind
now.
Of problem with my phone ever. I've had some problems, but not that. Praise God, where I couldn't call out at all. All right, God bless you. I just wanted to share that piece. All right, when we go into prayer, you know, there is no, I just want to say this, there is no set way to pray. There's no set way to, you know, to communicate with God. I remember, and I like to share this because a long time ago it just seemed like it was hard for me. And I would just say, Lord, help me. Just a three-word prayer. Lord, help me. And he did. So if you don't know any more than to say that, just say that. or, you know, if you're not in a place where you're really believing him or your faith is shaky or whatever, just say, Lord, help my unbelief. Help me to believe. So there's really no excuse for any of us not to believe God. All right. Going a little bit further. I was going to say that when we go into prayer, we need to remember that we need to praise God and give him adoration.
Yes.
Praise God. Just let him know how we feel about him.
All right.
And thank him and praise him. Hallelujah. And give him the honor. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, that he so, you know, I mean, we can't thank him enough. We can't praise
Amen.
Him enough. We can't honor him enough. Praise God. But we can do all that we can. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when we come to him in prayer and praise and adoration, this type of prayer focuses centrally and wholly upon God and his characteristics. We're looking to him as who he is, his majesty,
mm-hmm.
his glory, his power, his bountiful beauty, his unconditional love that he has for all of us. As we know, he died on the cross, hallelujah, for us, hallelujah. But that wasn't all. He went through a whole lot before he got to the cross, and he had to carry his own cross.
My Lord.
That's unconditional
Hallelujah.
Love. That's what it
Thank
is.
You,
he loves all of Thank us you, to that extent. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Let's see. I think that at this point, I'm going to stop, and I'll be back. But I'm going to, and I need to be mindful of the time and watch that. Praise God. But at this time, I'm going to introduce to you our first prayer warrior that's going to come forth, and I'm going to give you a brief bio on her. Just bear with me. Praise God. I'm about to get there. See, 1 second. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
okay.
Jesus.
Amen. Well, I've known her for a long time. I can tell you that.
Praise Amen.
God. And I just thank the Lord for Dr. Mary Jo, and she is an evangelist, Mary Jo Johnson. I just praise God for her, because when I first came to Oakland, she was one of the first people that I met here. And I have seen the Lord just do a work on her. And she is just a beautiful person, and I just love her. But I remember when I first came here, anyway, I won't go into all of that, but when I first came to Oakland, the Lord had spoken to me to come here. Then I was looking for a place to stay because I was in a temporary situation. And so she picked myself up and my oldest son at the time and drove me all over Oakland. And while she was driving me over Oakland, I was praying, because she sure put her foot to the pedal. But anyway, I thank the Lord for her. I've seen her grow. I've seen her develop. And I've just seen her just spiritually blossom. She has a doctor of education. She has a doctorate degree of education, and she is currently writing a dissertation for her doctor of philosophy degree in theology. So I'm just really proud of her, and she is also a licensed minister. Praise God. And she serves on different academic affairs, and I just appreciate her in that. And she works also as a paralegal,
Amen.
As well. And she serves as Vice President of Academic Affairs for Excellence Community University. So she does a lot of things, and I just thank God for that and what he's doing for her. She works as a paralegal for a local law firm. So we just thank God for Dr. Evangelist Mary Jo Johnson. And I'm going to ask her now if she would come forth and pray over the request that she has to pray for tonight. Amen.
Heavenly
come
Father,
on in, Mary Jo.
Heavenly Father, we praise you this evening. We give you thanks for your goodness and your mercy, for your loving kindness, Lord God. We thank you for how you've been present with us all day long, Lord God. We give you glory because you are God. Tonight, Lord God, we pray to come against the spirit of fear. And, Lord God, mm-hmm. we thank you for we know that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Your word
yes.
tells us that perfect love casts out fear. So, Lord God, we
yes.
bind and break the power of any fear that may be
yes,
prevailing
God.
This evening, Lord
yes.
God. We pray
yes,
for everyone
Lord.
Under the sound of our voice, Lord God,
yes,
that
Jesus.
No fear will torment them. Lord God, we
thank
come
you,
against
Jesus.
It in the
thank
name
you,
of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, for we know that fear is one of the weapons of Satan. And your word tells
yes.
us that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And so
all
the
right.
spirit of fear will not prosper, Lord God. We bind that spirit of affliction, Lord God, that causes fear concerning cancer, diabetes, hypertension,
my
fear,
Lord.
Lord God, that
yes.
plagues your people yes. around their health, Lord God. We bind and break its power, Lord God, and we speak health and healing right now to your children, Lord God. Father God, we come against the spirit of financial lack and limitation. We come against that spirit of fear where some think that they're not going to have their needs met financially, Lord God. Father God, we know that you provide. You are the provider. You are Jehovah
yes,
Jireh.
Yes.
You are the provider. You provide all our needs. And so, Lord
yes.
God, we just say that there will be no fear concerning finances, that every door will be open to your children and that they will be able to walk through those doors. We thank
yes.
you, Lord God. We speak to that mountain called fear. And you
yes,
said we can
yes.
command it to be removed, to be cast into the sea. And, Lord God, as long as we don't doubt in our heart, Lord God, we shall have whatsoever we say. So we say to that mountain called fear, be gone in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Be dissipated right now in Jesus' name. Take your leave, fear, right now in Jesus'
right
name.
Now.
We pray for that spirit surrounding COVID-19. We cast it out, Lord God, in
yes.
the name of Jesus. Your
yes.
word tells
yes.
us in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will heal their land. So, Lord
yes.
God, we turn this evening to pray, Lord God, for different situations. And
yes.
Lord God, we just want to thank you for being here with us and for hearing our call, Lord God, and hastening
yes.
to our cry, Lord God.
Lord yes,
God, we
Lord.
Thank you for everyone, Lord God, on this line this evening, Lord God. And we ask that you would continue to bless Bishop Cook and Apostle Zeta,
bless
Lord
you,
God,
thank
and
you,
the endeavors, oh God, and we ask in the name of Jesus that you will continue
you,
to grant the petitions of their hearts. In
Lord,
Jesus' name.
Bless you, my beautiful
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Father.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
For all that you're doing on this night.
Yes,
all
Lord.
Right, at this time, we're going to call on another prayer warrior.
Come
praise
on.
God. Another
Hallelujah.
Intercessor. Because that's what they are, intercessors.
Hallelujah. Yes, thank you,
called by God. So at this time, we're going to call on Minister Gladys Manning McGee, but I'm going to share a little bit about her. She is a willing minister, available minister. I can count on her, and she will be there. Hallelujah. And I just want to say, too, that she is a part of our ministry, All Nations Christian Fellowship. Praise God. And she's been faithful ever since she has been with us. I thank the Lord for how we even met. We met professionally. Hallelujah. And then he blessed us to connect spiritually and supernaturally. And I praise him for it. I thank God for her and her family. And I thank the Lord for how he's using her, how he's growing her. It's just a blessing, just a blessing. And I just thank the Lord for her and even how she has been even involved with the broadcast. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's been a blessing. Praise God. So she is going to come forth now, and she's going to pray. We're going to be in agreement as we are with each one of them. We're in agreement. Praise God. Hallelujah. With what they come forth with to pray about. The rest of us in the audience and the rest of us listening in and those of us that are a part of it tonight, we are engaging ourselves in agreement. Praise God.
Yes,
with them as they come forth in prayer. So without any further ado, I'm asking Minister Gladys Manning McGee to come forth and pray. Amen.
Thank you, Apostle. Thank you so much. Giving God all the praise, honor, and glory. Just thanking him for this time, for being able to unite with my brothers and sisters and have the word of God, have prayer, be closer to God on tonight. I just give God all praise for that. Right now, I just like to pray for our cities, Father God. Lord, just lifting up our cities, Father God, Lord. The cities, Lord, safe, Lord Jesus, Lord. Safe, Lord, and free of crime, Father God, Lord. Ask the Lord that you would denounce the spirit of murder and looting and senior abuse, Father God. Child abuse, Lord. Crime against them, Father God, Lord. Make our cities safe, Father God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, ask the Lord that you bless our communities, Father God, so that there be a safe place for our children, Lord, so our youth can play, Lord, and be children, Lord Jesus, Lord.
Yeah.
Not hang out in the corners, Lord Jesus, Lord, and learn to sell things that they shouldn't sell, Father God, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, that they won't grow up as fast, Father God, Lord, and be adults before their time, Father God, Lord. Miss out on their youthhood, Father God, Lord. Praying that the politicians see the need, Father God, Lord, to open up funding for the cities, Lord, so we can have girl and boys clubs again, Lord.
Yeah,
cities, the centers, Lord Jesus, Lord. Park and recreations, Father God. Youth jobs. Father God, Lord. Lord, ask the Lord that you go into the schools, Lord, and bless the instructors, Father God, Lord.
Yes.
Bless them, Father God, Lord, to help the children, Lord, the child that is falling behind, Father God, Lord, to dig into it and find out the need, Father God, Lord. Is there a need at home, Father God? Is this child eating, Father God? Not to go in with police, Father God, and Children and Protective Services, but go in there wholeheartedly to see the need, Lord, and make visions for this child, Father God, Lord. Lord, I'm asking, Lord, that you bless that parent, Father God, Lord, that may be suffering from depression, drug abuse, Father God, his loneliness, Father God, the spirit of fear, Lord. Lord, the spirit of failure, Father God, Lord, that's holding them back, Father God, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that you lift the bond. bondage, Father God, Lord. Bring families back together. Unite them together, Father God, Lord, so that the youth can be headed in the right direction, Father God. Raise up the elder and the grandparents, Father God, Lord. Save and sanctify them so that their grandchildren and great-greats and great-greats, Lord, can follow your ways, Father God, Lord,
yes.
Like it used to be in the times before, Father God, Lord. Lord, you don't see so many grandparents, Father God, Lord, with the grandchildren going to church, Bible study, Lord Jesus, Lord. Back in times before, Lord, we would be in church 4 or 5 days a week, Father God, Lord. That's no more, Father God, Lord. Asking that you bring it back, Father God. Bring that back. Bless our children, Father God, Lord, so that they can have a safe place, Father God, Lord, and learn, Father, to learn, Father God, Lord. We bind in any pedophilia, abuse, enslavement,
yes.
Trafficking,
yes.
Stealing, lying, looting, Father God, Lord, things, Lord, that are not of your word, Father God, Lord. But we asking that you bless them with the fruits of the Spirit, Lord, with love and kindness, Lord Jesus, Lord. Lord, long-suffering, Father God. Being willing to help your fellow man, Father God, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that someone instill this back into the children, Father God, Lord. Lord, bring away, Lord, send in a rush of wind, Father God, Lord, that will change things, Father God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I'm just calling on you and asking you to bless the homeless, Father God. Bless them, Father
yes.
God. Those
yes. Yes.
suffering from homelessness, the vets, Lord Jesus, Lord, our veterans, Lord, that serve this country, Lord Jesus, Lord, and some are not getting their accolades, Father God, Lord, and some do not have their entitlements, Lord, their due diligence, Father God, Lord, I pray that you will open up doors for them, Lord Jesus, Lord, asking that you will bless the mental health services, Father God, bless those social workers, Father God, Lord. Let them work wholeheartedly, Father God, Lord, and not for the money, Father God. In the name of Jesus, to go into the households, Lord, figure out and find the need, Father God, Lord, to uplift this family, uplift this child, get them in the right direction, Lord Jesus, Lord, and send them where they need to be, Father God, Lord. Open up doors, Lord. Let that Medi-Cal card flow, Father God, so that they can utilize stipends that are there, Father God, Lord.
Jesus.
Let them not be turned away because they have not, Father God, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Let all doors open, Father God, Lord, to
yes.
help with the youth, Father God, Lord. They are our next generation, Lord. We ask them, Lord, that you continue to bless our youth. Bless them with education,
yes.
Father God, Lord. Let them know that they're the heads and not the tail, Father God, the beginning, not the end, Father God, Lord. Raise them up, Lord. Save them.
Yes.
Sanctify
yes.
them, Lord. Purify
yes.
them, Father God, for your name's sake, Jesus. Lord, these things
yes.
I ask of you in Jesus' name, Father God.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
thank
yes.
you. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Are we
God.
Set at this time for some more praise and worship?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise
yes.
the Lord.
Is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my you can do all.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We know our God never lost a battle.
Ever.
And he never will. Praise God. And because he didn't, because he was victorious, we also are. Because we are his own. Amen. Praise God. So I thank the Lord for the praise songs that have gone forth on this night. Hallelujah. I'm going to now have Minister Joyce leave a lot, and I'm going to share just a brief testimony. I mean, not a testimony, but a little bit about her that I personally know about her. Praise God, before she comes on to pray over the prayer needs that she has tonight to pray for. All right, and so again, we're going to be in agreement as she comes forth. Praise God. I've known Minister Joyce Liebelot for a long time now. I can't even remember how many years now. I also met her, I think I met her before I came to Oakland. I'm not sure, but anyway, it's been a long time now, and I've watched her daughter grow up, and she was a girl when I first met her. Now she's an adult, and I've seen Minister Joyce Liebelot grow. Praise God. She was connected to our ministry, All Nations Christian Fellowship, for quite some time, and we did a lot of work together. When we had our church picnics were not just picnics, but they were all about the Lord. We would gather and go on these picnics, and she had a van, and so she would pick up people, and she would bring them, and we just had a glorious time together and all the things that we did for the Lord. And she would bring people from some of the people that had mental issues, and she would bring them all out, and we just had a wonderful time, and they were free, and they could worship with us, and we just had a wonderful time together. And it's so much that I could say, but I know time is not going to permit all of that. But she has been very faithful. She has been very faithful. I've been able to depend upon her. Praise God. And I've been able to minister to her daughter when her daughter was in college. Her daughter used to call me sometime during the middle of the day, and she would say, "Pastor Zeta, pray for me. Pray for me right now." And I would. And so we have a wonderful relationship, and I praise God for it. And I'm going to ask you now, Minister Joyce Liebelot, if you would come forth and pray over those needs.
Excuse me.
I just want to say also, not only was she a minister in our church, but also she also became an assistant pastor to another pastor. And you are welcome to give his name and the name of that the church.
Amen.
Comes.
Amen. Praise God. Giving honor to God. Who's the head of my life, and to Bishop Charlene Cook for your wonderful program, and to Apostle Zeta Flowers for inviting me to participate in your program this evening. And when she said, "Well, it's a program about prayer," that was right on time for me, because
Amen.
Putting a song in my head. You know, that it's an old spiritual, but you'd hear, "I was way down yonder by myself, and I couldn't hear nobody pray." So it's good to know that there are people out here yet calling on the Lord, and yet
depending
on
say
the
that. Amen.
And
Amen.
Make changes. And I just want to share with you briefly. And I'm trained in 2-minute speaking, so I think I can get this in. But God gave me a snapshot yesterday in my devotional reading, and it's in Psalms 4, a snapshot of what's going on today and how we need to pray all the more and pray all the more. Psalms 4 it says, hear me when I call, O Lord, call, O God, my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing, Selah? But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself, and the Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and in sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will shew us any good? Lord, lift them up out of the light of their countenance upon us. Thou hast placed gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increase. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only maketh me dwell in safety. And that just takes me to the thought of, what would I do without the Lord? And if the Lord should withdraw thy hands from me, where should I go? And Lord, we just come to you today. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for last night's sitting down and this morning's waking up.
Yes,
Lord,
yes.
Jesus, we thank you for the angels that surrounded us and watched over us and kept us as we slept in. And then, Lord, we thank you for coming in this morning and waking us up and whispering to us and allowing us to get up and functioning and have the activities of our lives. But we're just coming to you today, not necessarily asking for a new Mercedes-Benz or a new pair of tennis shoes or an extra check, but, Lord Jesus, we're asking you. We just want to give praise and honor unto for all that you do, for all that have done, for
Yes, Lord,
Jesus. Love you, you don't have to do another thing, but Lord, you've been good. And if
I couldn't thank you.
Lord, I might be going through something, but God, I know you on the other side because it says
yes,
in your
God. Word. Yes, God, he with you. Come on.
I am here until the end of the earth. There's nowhere you can go that God is not with you.
Amen.
That God will not be
true.
And if anything, we need to hold on. We need to hold on to God. We need to hold on to his word.
Yes.
Lord, the president pardoned, but Jesus came down and pardoned us. Pardoned mankind. His blood ran down for us. We didn't know him, but he knew us. He took on the part of flesh for us. Lord, is just so and so grateful.
Jesus,
yes, Father, yes, Father.
Just because you are the Father, just because you yet reign, Lord, with all this distress that's going on, you yet reign. You are yet a place that we can seek refuge. You are yet a place that we can comfort. You are yet a place that we can go to and find some peace. Find our blessings. Lord Jesus, this morning when I rose, I didn't have no doubt you were still God. Lord, Pharaoh's now, but you yet reign. Lord Jesus, we thank you.
Yes,
we ask you to bless the communities that we live in. Bless the homes and the families that we have.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
What I love about you is you said in the last day, you'll say,
my Lord,
because we have connected with you, because we have accepted you as our Lord and Savior. As for me and my house, we
Hallelujah.
You, Lord Jesus, above all.
Amen.
Added unto you that you stand in need. If it's healing,
Lord,
if you need peace, God is there. He can make it. Lord, you're thankful and we're grateful, and we can never pay you for what you
owe. Yes, Lord. Never ever.
That have put this program together, and we pray that it's back. And your word goes out, and it will not come back, Lord. Because Lord,
hallelujah.
My whole heart is in you.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. I thank the Lord for these prayer warriors.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. They came forth. Hallelujah. And they came through. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And we know that we will see the results of these prayers. We know by faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
So I'm gonna share just a little bit more, and then we're gonna turn it back over to Bishop Shirlene Cook. Hallelujah. We're going to, I shared a bit on the prayer of praise and adoration. So now I'm going to share on a few more of these. Praise God. And then we're going to turn it back over to the woman of God in charge of Spirit Alive Broadcast and Ministries. All right, let's Shira, talk a little bit about the prayer of repentance. We covered the other. And I just want to say before I get into it that one of the scriptures that I wanted to share was out of 1 Chronicles, the 29th chapter in the 10th verse, where it said that, wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, and the victory, that's the 11th verse, and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee, and we praise thy glorious name. Hallelujah. So he was always giving honor and praise to God. Now, I'm going into prayer of repentance. This kind of personal prayer is asking for the forgiveness of sin. And so the scripture that I'm going to use here is Psalms 51:1, and I'll read a few more scriptures. There's 19. I'm not going to read all of them, but just so that you get the drift of what we're talking about here. It says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions,
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Praise God. I'm going to stop there. But that's how David prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the prayer of petition. Petition means to ask God for something or to make a request. It is asking God for a particular outcome. Praise God. And by faith, we look to God for that outcome. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is between you and God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are totally, wholly dependent upon God for all of our needs. Praise God. Whether we know it or not, some people don't think that they're dependent upon him, but we all are. And he wants us to ask him for things that we need and desire. This type of prayer is the most used, and it's also misused, because sometimes it will consist of material, personal needs, without a kingdom focus. You know, sometimes people have something else in mind, you know, and it's not about God, or it's not about the things that we ask for. You know, we may not, even though we're asking for them, we might have other motives. Praise God. So we need to go to God sincerely and rightfully. All right. God will answer prayers that line up with his word. It involves faith in God when you pray, not after you pray, not when you feel something, and not when you can see something. Praise God. All right. But when we pray. All right. And then another scripture is Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to the prayer of intercession. This means that you are acting in prayer on behalf of someone else, your church, your city, your nation. So you're praying more in a general or specific way. And I'm going to share a couple of scriptures here out of Ephesians 1, 1 and 15 and 16. It says, Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Now, we know that was Paul. Amen. Hallelujah. And he was letting the people know that where he was coming from, he didn't cease to not give thanks and prayer. Hallelujah. So he did pray for others. Amen. All right. The prayer of faith. That's when we pray, we are to believe in the power and the goodness of God.
Amen.
This kind of prayer is used to implement God's will for our lives when we pray the prayer of faith. It is belief that God will change things and conditions as his word has already declared. So
yes.
When we go to God praying the prayer of faith, we go sincerely, praise God, hallelujah, with our faith not wavering, but believing
yes.
and knowing in our spirit God is going to do it. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I'm gonna read this one. This one is there are others, but I'm gonna read this one. James 5:15 says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we pray the prayer of faith, hallelujah, God moves. He moves because we're believing him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can believe in his power. All right, the next one is the prayer of agreement. This is a corporate type of prayer. This is what we've been doing tonight. Amen. As the prayer warriors came forth, we were in agreement.
Amen.
This type of prayer knits your hearts together through the Holy Spirit. This is where two or more people come together and agree in prayer for the perfect will of God to manifest in whatever that situation is, hallelujah, or whatever life situation it is, or whatever. It builds you up in love and concern for others. And that's because we're in unity. You know, we come together, believing together, hallelujah, trusting together, having faith together, and agreeing for God to move. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It also, I'm going to stop there because I want to go to the next one, and that's prayer of consecration. This type
yes.
of prayer is done to set ourselves apart,
yes.
okay, from all the other stuff, the busyness, the television, you know, all the other things that we can get into, food, whatever, because we want to set ourselves apart so that we can be consecrated, you know. So anyway, this type of prayer is done to set ourselves apart, to follow the will of God, to do what he
yes.
wants us to do, okay? Not
yes.
so much about what we want to do and where we want to go, but where he wants us to go, amen, and what he wants us
amen.
To do. So I'm going to read a scripture out of Matthew 26, verse 39, and it says, "And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will." Praise God. And that's the way we have to go to God, especially in consecration, setting ourselves apart and really wanting to hear what God wants us to do or where he wants us to go or who he wants us to see. You know, we want his perfect will. And so, anyway, that's why I chose that scripture to read.
Amen.
Jesus prayed that prayer. Yeah. But you know what? And he was having some emotional feeling. I can just imagine some physical pain, some all kinds of pain going on. But at that point, he said, "Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will be done."
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this prayer... I'm gonna share this prayer, and then I'm gonna be finished for what I needed to do tonight. Amen.
Amen.
This prayer is called, we don't hear about this one very much, but this prayer is called the prayer of imprecation. This prayer is
yes.
used to bring judgment on the wicked and thereby avenge the righteous. Through this appeal, we can see the holiness of God and the certainty of his judgment. Okay, the scriptures that I'm going to read is through 48. "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you." Verse 45. "That you may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth the rain on the just and the unjust. For
wow,
if
you
love him, love you."
Wow.
Let's hear this one. "For if you love," this is verse 46, "for if you love them which love you, what reward have ye?
Is that,
do not even the publicans do the same?" Praise God. So we have to remember who we're serving, who we're communicating to, and that's God. And so we have to be mindful to pray for those that hate us, to pray for those you
yes.
know, that despitefully use us and persecute us. We have to go to God in the right way, even for them. Praise God.
Yes.
And verse 47 says, "And if you salute your brother only, what do you more than others?
Do not even the publicans do so? So we have to remember that when we go into prayer. You know, there are going to be those that don't care about us, that hate us and say all kinds of things, lie on us and all kinds of things.
Amen.
But we got to even go to God in the right way for them.
Yes.
Verse 48 says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Amen. Hallelujah. And, you know, that's why we strive. We strive before God to perfect ourselves because he's perfect. So why shouldn't we strive to be perfected? Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you,
so Jesus. I'm going to close there, and we're going to turn this part over to Bishop Shirlene Cook now for whatever she feels that the Lord is leading her to share with us. And then she's going to take over from now. Amen. And God bless you all.
Amen. That was beautiful. My brothers and sisters that are in the studio, if you have a prayer request, you would like to pray, you may press your 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you want to come in on into the war room and make your request known. If you are in the chat room and you have a prayer request, you can come out of the chat room and come into the studio by calling 714-364-4337, or you may type your prayer request, and I will relay it to these anointed servant leaders and intercessors. But in the meantime and in between time, while I wait for you to decide whether or not you're going to press your 1, I'm going to just pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I come now before your throne just not only thanking you for what you do, but for who you are. Lord, I want to praise you for these anointed, Holy Ghost-filled intercessors that came out, Lord God, to stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters, not just in this country, Lord, but all over the world. Lord God, I ask you to pour out special blessings upon my sister, Dr. Evangelist Mary Jo, and my dear sister, Minister Gladys, and hallelujah, Minister Joyce, Lord God. And I praise you, Lord, for the brother that was the watchman on the wall. I thank you for every person that was here tonight, every utterance, Father God. Lord, I pray right now that you pour back into them as they have poured into us and they have cried out to you. Father God, I stand in agreement with my sister, Dr. Mary Jo. I'm praying against that spirit of fear. But I'm praying against that spirit of fear in the arena, Father God. May we all who call ourselves by your name, release that fear of being accepted. Release that fear of pleasing people. Release that fear, Father God, and get real.
Yes,
and get right, Lord God. We don't want any of our brothers and sisters to be left behind, Father God. And I want every man, woman, and boy, and girl all over in every city, in every country around this globe, hallelujah, to come to know who you are, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
If there was ever a time that you needed your people to pray, God, it is right now. Because as my sister, hallelujah, has said, you said, God, if my people who are called by my name, humble themselves, Lord God. That's what you said.
Yes.
First of all, Lord, I pray against that spirit of pride. Whatever is keeping your people from bowing before you and crying out to you, the real and not the church version, Father God. I pray right now, Father God. Oh, hallelujah, how do I pray? For all of those who are just not going to turn from their wicked ways, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would send some woman, man, boy, girl to speak a word that might start that healing process. Lord God, we come right now standing and praying for those around the globe
We want you to know, Father God, we stand with our brothers and sisters that listen to us in Ethiopia and in Finland and in Greenland and in Russia and in China, Father God. We want them to know, Father God, that they matter to us. They are a part of the body of Christ and they are family, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus, my Lord, that you would touch those who don't know you in the pardon of their sin. Lord, I pray right now that they would stop, drop, and give you the glory. Because you and you alone are worthy. Father, I pray right now, in the name of Jesus, that there would be a revival in the hearts and the minds of your people. And we will begin to pray and cry out to you in a way that you will hearken, hear, and do. Because you told us, God, if we abide in you and you abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. Lord, we don't want people not to know your goodness, your grace, your mercy, your joy, your peace. Lord, we want your children. We want what you want for your children, your best.
Yes.
So, Lord, I thank you for the humility of the servants that will stand and cry out to you.
Yes.
They're not worried about their Gucci suits. They're not worried about their pride. They're worried about their praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, we need to be a living example of your love. We need to walk like we're your kids. Talk like we're your kids. Live like we're your kids. Because how can we convict the world if we're not living it ourselves?
Jesus.
So, Lord, I pray that your church would get it together. I pray that servant leaders would stop worrying about the money plate and start worrying about the souls that you have placed in their charge, your charge. And I pray, Lord God, that they would stand and they would preach your word and teach your word with Holy Ghost boldness in a way that people will understand and will be able to apply it to their daily lives.
Yes,
living
Lord,
for you, Father God, is not just a Sunday morning thing, but it is a lifetime journey. So, Lord, I pray that you strengthen these mighty servant leaders in this house tonight. Every intercessor that's present, every preacher, teacher, evangelist, pastor, apostle, bishop, hallelujah. Because when it comes right down to it, God, we're all your children just seeking your faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to thank you for all the earth-shaking prayers that went forth on tonight. Hallelujah. And, Lord, I believe that right now you are shaking the foundation in somebody's life. I believe right now, Father God, somebody got a breakthrough. I believe right now, Father God, somebody is getting healed. Because of you said in your word that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Hallelujah. You said in your word, Father God, that you are not a man that you should lie, nor the Son of Man that you should repent everything you told us in your word. Every single syllable, Father God, you have brought it to pass. And Father God, we're standing here as your called out servants, just letting the world know, even if you don't do it, we still believe that you can.
Thank you, Jesus.
So Lord, I want to thank you for my beautiful, the relationship that I have with the beautiful servant leader of all nations. Lord, I want to thank you that I can call her my mother, my sister, my friend,
thank
my co-laborer. And I want to thank you, Father God, that on tonight I got to meet other members of the family, Lord God. And I'm just so grateful, Lord, to hear mighty women of God stand and stand in the gap. So, Lord, all I can do is give you honor and glory and praise and just thank you for giving me the opportunity, Lord.
Thank you.
Allow people all over the world to hear and to know that you are real, God. And we believe and we trust in you and we expect great things. Because you have declared and decreed that you can do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can think to have.
Yes, Lord, my heart is full.
My spirit is high. Because I know that some yokes were broken tonight.
Some chains were loose tonight.
Because the prayers were prayed. So once again, bless each and every one. Bless Dr. Evangelist Mary Jo. Bless Minister Gladys. Bless beautiful Minister Joyce Lee Bellis. Bless them, Lord, and bless them indeed. Bless our brother that was the watchman on the wall. Because, honey, we were glad to hear that brother pray.
Oh, yes, Lord.
So, Lord, we want to thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I just give you all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, and for all the glory to you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Dr. Mother Apostle, I turn your program back over to you for final comments, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for allowing us this time and this space. Hallelujah. You know I appreciate you, just like you said you appreciate me. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord
God bless you, ma'am.
Even knowing you. Hallelujah. All these years. Praise God. I just want to say in our closing tonight, please, everybody that was on the broadcast tonight, please, if you possibly can, and I pray that you can, connect with us again next Monday night at the same time, same station, same phone number, all of that to get in. Praise God, because we're going to do part two next week. Praise God. This is part one of the Push Conference, and now we're going to do part two next Monday night, same time. Amen.
So,
and
you
also
have
invite
been
others that you know
Hallelujah.
To tune in. In Jesus'
Amen,
name.
Amen, Mother. In Jesus'
we have,
name.
We have a beautiful prayer warrior that's going to come on next week.
All right now. Amen. You have been listening to the Spirit Alive Network. Hallelujah. And tonight, saints of God, you heard the warriors of God in the war room standing and praying. Hallelujah. And what a time we have had. As Apostle Zeta Flowers has said, please join her next week for part two of her Push Prayer Conference. And on next week, we are going to have an even better time, a greater time, because, Lord, prayer changes things. And if you weren't touched tonight, all I can say to you, beloved, is you're dead. Okay? Check yourself. Check your pulse. Check your spirit. Okay? Because these sisters prayed tonight. Thank you, Jesus. So on behalf of myself, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Minister Gladys McGee, Minister Joyce Lee Bellett, Dr. Evangelist Mary Jo Johnson, hallelujah, we just want to say, we pray that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, everybody. You were awesome.
And God bless
Absolutely
you, too.
Absolutely beautiful. And we love you. God bless you. Love you all. God bless you. You were phenomenal.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless everyone.